Irene McConkey. Facebook. Irene McConkey. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? No. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? Yes. Bought property in 2016, moved in 2019. What is your occupation, and for how long? Retired telecommunications technician. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. I started advocating for the community as soon as we bought property here in 2016. First up, was being part of efforts aimed at saving the loop trails on Mount Newton. Later, I became municipal liaison for the Dean Park Estates Community Association and have since joined several groups including the North Saanich Residents Association, and Friends of John Dean Park. All in an effort to keep North Saanich naturally spectacular. Outside of this community, I've also been a TELUS community ambassador for 7 years. Why are you running? What's your motivation? The rural nature, beauty and agriculture that make North Saanich special, need to be protected now for generations to come. Once we lose ground, there is no way to get it back. I've been motivated to get involved after seeing the proposed official community plan is not about sustainability. Instead, it promotes the same kind of development happening in other communities, which are much better suited to it. Council should answer to the goals and objectives of community members, not the other way around. To give back to the community in this way would be an honor. What are your top three issues? 1. Keep North Saanich rural and stop urban sprawl. To that end, the district must remain outside of the CRD's urban containment boundary. We need to maintain the district's natural splendor for residents from across the region to come and enjoy. 2. Support our local farmers to promote sustainability and food security. We are proud of the unique family farms that are the backbone of our community. 3. Keep it real, by using the expertise we have within the community, rather than relying on expensive, outside consultants. This way decisions will be guided by the community and tax dollars will be saved. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? In 25 years, North Saanich will have established itself as a leader in North America, in how it has maintained its unique balance of farms, forests, beaches, parks and homes. It will be a model community in terms of promoting local agriculture, food security, artisans, environmental responsibility, healthy lifestyles and livability. It will be a refuge of sorts for visitors, who would explore North Saanich in a number of ways. They might cycle to farm stands, kayak to secluded beaches or hike our trails. It will be a breath of fresh air on the peninsula. All will feel welcome to come and enjoy everything that makes North Saanich naturally spectacular. What's one big idea you have for your community? I want to generate a shift from relying on expensive, outside consultants, to looking inwards, to community members. I believe we can use their expertise, talents and skills to drive ideas and find solutions. No one knows what's best for their community better than the people within it. In addition to finding creative ways to keep North Saanich the unique rural, seaside community it is, there would be major tax savings at the same time. This way North Saanich will be a sustainable, livable community for generations to come.